The Breakdown, coming to you from Phuket, Thailand. Like I said, I'm still representing. This is my second podcast today, and I'm staring at a gorgeous beach. But that's my dedication. I'm down. That's where you can call it dedication, you can call it freakishness, whatever you want. That's what I'm up to. So let's get into this. First quarter, LeBron. Very nice dribble drive in the paint, and it was actually a really cool play. The 10:30 mark, he drives in, and kind of like Steve Nash, he instead of putting it up, he goes underneath the basket, pops out the other side, puts up a little push shot floater and in. Kind of a new move for LeBron. I like to see that. 9:13 mark, LeBron 2-on-1, hoping for an alley-oop, trying to squeeze in a pass to Norris Cole, which was not there, for the turnover. Brutal turnover, which he had a few of this game. 4:12 mark, Roy Hibbert with a turnover. LeBron goes the other way for the fast break dunk, which was spectacular. However, an absolutely ridiculously obvious travel, which I know the NBA lets a lot of them go, but this one was like three big galloping steps. I rewound it a couple of times. It was not pretty. So two free points. 3:15 mark, LeBron, the refs, who definitely had an impact on this game, he trips over one of the referee's foot. I think it's Monty McCutcheon on the right wing. He's just getting too close to the play. LeBron's trying to back up, and he trips over him. And that led to a Miami Heat shot clock violation. So thanks, refs. And LeBron was not happy. Shot him a pretty nasty look, but couldn't get teed up because obviously it was the ref's fault. 2:30 mark. LeBron, with Paul George in his face from the left corner, tries to put up a three. Side of the backboard. Yuck. Wow, though. 2:07 mark. What a strange play, again, by the refs. A lot of this podcast is going to be about the refs. D-Wade pokes it away from LeBron. Pacers go on the fast break. Inadvertent whistle. Just call the whistle for no reason when the Pacers are about to lay it in, and they have to take it side out of bounds, and they do not score. So 2 points taken away. 1:38 mark. LeBron, beautiful power drive from the left to the right, almost like a mini freight train. Just put his head down, and then when he saw the paint, just put it up and flipped it up and in. However, the Pacers, with a strong quarter, they're up 23-17. So LeBron needed that LeBron basket to keep it respectable. Second quarter, nothing to talk about until the 3:24 mark. LeBron drives down the middle, takes some hard contact from Hibbert. No foul, but he bounces off him and is able to finish. Then he spends the next minute getting fouled, drains four free throws, and at the 1:47 mark, beautiful pass to Chris Bosh. While he's falling, he's driving left baseline, falls down. As he's pretty much horizontal, he's able to find Chris Bosh at the three-point line. He triples, and that cut the Pacers' lead to 140-39. Then 32.5 seconds remaining, LeBron makes a driving layup going right up the middle. That gave Miami the lead, 45-44. So big second quarter for them. Third quarter. No hesitation here. Let's do this. I got a beach in front of me, so let's get into it. 6:51. Terrible call here. Mario Chalmers got fouled by, I think, Hibbert or maybe Mahimi. But at the same time, he was being fouled by Stevenson. Stevenson was grabbing his arm. So a foul is called, but D-Wade didn't like Stevenson holding him, so he walks up and pushes him in the chest. Not too hard, but he pushes him. So what happens? You tell me. Of course you know what happens if you watch NBA basketball. Double technicals. Right? Whenever there's an altercation, it's a double technical. It's unbelievable. So the refs have no balls to make a call here and say it was your fault. You know, in the NHL, we have the instigator penalty, where both guys go to the sin bin, but whoever started it gets an extra 2 minutes. I don't see why we can't have some sort of rule like that in the NBA. Maybe double text, but whoever, you know, the other team, whoever started, the other team gets a free throw. Something like that. Because that's just ridiculous. Stevenson now is going to technical for no reason. And you'll see why I'm talking about this so much later on in the podcast. 5:29 mark. LeBron with an and one drive to the left side. Just blows through the whole team. Hangs in the air. Finishes with the left. However, he misses the free throw. And the Pacers had gone on a little run. So they're up 54-51. 4:03 mark. LeBron makes a very tough turnaround jumper from the left wing in Paul George's face, which was a... He seems to like having Paul George in his face, because I don't know if he helps him line up the shot or whatnot, but he drained quite a few in his face. Speaking of which, about a minute later, at the 3:10 mark, after Paul George drained one with LeBron on him, LeBron comes right back the other way, crossover dribble, drifts to the right wing, drains one in Paul George's eye. I mean, he was right on top of him. And that cut the lead to 3:59-56 Pacers. 40 seconds to go. LeBron, wrapped up hard, goes down, and slides into the stanchion with his legs. I think it was Mahimi. We put two arms around him, but ref didn't call a flagrant. I personally thought it was. Commentators didn't agree with me, so no flagrant called. Even without that, the Heat closed the quarter on a 15-4 run, and they're up 5, 68-63 going into the fourth. So fourth quarter begins with LeBron draining a fading jumper in the paint on a nice little dribble drive and spin move. And the Heat are up 7, 70-63, which felt like a really big lead in this ball game. I think it was maybe their biggest. 9:36 mark, though. This was the highlight of the game for sure. Paul George crosses over LeBron on the left wing, blows by him. LeBron tries to keep up, challenges the shot, but Paul George just hammers it down with two hands. I thought it should have been an and one. That was a 6-0 Pacer run, and they cut the Miami 7-point lead to 1, 70-69. And at 7:69, why did I put 7:69? That obviously couldn't have been. He's not 7. All right, I made a mistake there. Between the 9:36 and the 8:47 mark, LeBron took a shot on the nose from Luis Scola. Ouch. As we all know, he had a broken nose like a month and a half ago, and blood started coming out, and that cannot be fun. But he made both free throws, so showed some concentration there. 8:47 mark, LeBron, offensive foul on Hibbert, and this was a weird one. He goes up from the left side. Ah, shit, someone's calling me in my room. And I'm back. Sorry about that, y'all. Family duties. Like I said, I'm in a hotel room, which, by the way, I haven't really been dropping it, but this is... I've been some places. By far, the nicest resort I've ever stayed in. It's ridiculous. Off the charts. It's called Amanpuri, if you want to look it up, but what's going on? Balling out of control. All right, so where was I? I think I was talking about the LeBron offensive foul. Really weird one. Goes up with two hands on the left side, hands on the ball, and Hibbert goes up to challenge him, and LeBron goes to shift the ball to the left side of his body, and he nails Hibbert with an elbow on the chin. Could have been a flagrant, is what I was thinking. Hibbert gets up, goes back down to the floor. He looks concussed, has to leave the game. But LeBron does get the flagrant called on him. And, you know, I was thinking, it's hard to think that he would do that on purpose. I mean, to go up, elbow a guy in the face, and then take the shot without letting go of the ball? Who knows? But I didn't think it was going to be a flagrant, and it was. So Hibbert comes back, but all woozy, and he hits 1-2. And Pacers don't score on the possession, so actually didn't make a huge difference. D. Wade then drains a three from the left wing, but he's called on the out of bounds, right? However, he was not out of bounds. The replay showed he was clearly in. He had a really tough fading three from the left wing after almost turning it over. So wipes out those 3 points. So again, the refs just having a huge impact on the game. 7:36 mark, Paul George picks LeBron James' pocket straight up. Just dribbling and for trying to make a move, then PG takes it away. And then, wow, this is what I was ranting about earlier. At the 5:01 mark, Lance Stephenson hits a tough drive, driving right to left, you know, falls out of bounds. He's coming back, kind of gets tangled up with Chalmers while he's celebrating, looks back at Wade because he kind of drove on Wade, gives him a little, you know, chest, you know, celebrating too much. So he gets a technical foul for it. But because of that BS technical foul earlier, he's gone. So Lance Stephenson tossed from the game. He's a key player with 5 minutes to go. And of course, Wade goes down and hits a free throw on the other end. So just ridiculous. Absolutely horrible call. I mean, it should have been a tech in that situation on Stephenson. But he shouldn't have had the first one. And I think the ref should have taken that into account. So then what happens? 8 seconds later, LeBron James, left wing, triple to tie it at 76. 3:54 mark. Right, so about a minute later, LeBron drives to the left side, gets cut off, finds D-Wade cutting to the paint for the and-one dunk. But D-Wade misses the free throw. And we got a tight ball game. 2:45 to go. LeBron driving, beats everyone except Roy Hibbert, who challenges him on the right side of the paint, and LeBron puts way too much on and actually shot an air ball attempting a layup. Didn't even get backboard. Ridiculous. 2:08 mark. LeBron driving right side, just loses the dribble. Straight up loses the dribble. Leads to an Evan Turner fast break layup, and the Heat are only up 1, 80-79. 1:30 mark. Evan Turner with a layup. And that gives the Pacers a lead by 1. 50 seconds to go. This is what killed them. David West from the right wing drains his fourth three of the season. All right, LeBron had tried to jack up a three after the Turner layup, but he missed. David West comes back and it's a three, and now it's 84-80 with 50 seconds to go. But you can't totally count out Miami, and with 3 seconds to go, LeBron whips it over to Bosch, who makes a really nice pump fake, and then drains a three, so it's 84-83. Pacers inbound to George Hill, he gets fouled right away, so with 2 seconds to go, he goes to the line, misses both free throws. Misses both. Ouch. So he'd have the ball with a chance to win the game, basically. You know, they're only down one. And inbounds goes to LeBron, but he quickly swings it to Bosch, which I guess LeBron kind of had his back to the basket. But with 2 seconds to go, I mean, you're going to pass the ball to someone, and someone's supposed to receive it and catch it and put it in. And obviously, Bosch didn't have enough time, and he wound up putting up an air ball. Pacers win 84-83. So let's get to this box score. I'm only going to go over one guy because he had an amazing box score. 11 of 19, 14 of 15 from the free throw line, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 38 points. 38 points on 19 shots. Beautifully done by LeBron. However, there's one thing that is really three things that are standing out. I see a 6 surrounded by 2 donuts. He had no steals, no blocks, 6 turnovers. That's yucky. All right, and he didn't try to take the game-winning shot, which I just find incredibly annoying. Incredibly annoying. So rare that Jordan would have turned up a game-winning shot. So rare. Yeah, I'm not saying it's the right thing, but I just wish he would put it up. So that's it for the Heat. They lose. They drop to 48-22, and the Pacers improve to 52-20. On to the scale. I mean, listen, with an offensive performance like that, you would think that I'd be giving him a 4, but with 6 turnovers, nah, man. You're losing one full point at least. Should be 1.5. In fact, you know what? You're going to lose 1.5. I'm sorry, I know you got 38 points, 11 of 19, but I can only give you a 2.5. I can only give you a 2. You know what you're doing to me, LeBron? You know what you're doing to me? I can only give you a 2.5 out of 4 on offense? Sheesh. And then defense, I can only give you, I guess you played all right. You know, I didn't notice you stand out and do anything great. I mean, I'm going to have to give you another 2.5. And then wow factor, you did wow me. You did wow me in all sorts of ways, so I'm going to give you 2 for that. So despite the fact that he had 38 points, Miami loses. LeBron doesn't take the big shots at the end of the game. And I don't know what he had in the fourth, but I don't think it was many. Well, actually, maybe I'm wrong about that. He probably did all right, but not in the last couple minutes. And so that's a solid 7 on the scale. Should have been a lot higher. If this came down in a win, he would have got a full point back. Would have got an 8. But that's a loss. All right, well, that's it for this little breakdown. I got to run. I got some family stuff to do. I got some beaches to hit. And who knows? Got to get on that Thai world, eat some pad Thai, and chill out. All right, y'all. Big love. Thanks for checking it. Continuing to check out the breakdown, even though I know the sound quality sucks. I apologize, but I wasn't bringing my whole kit here. I had other kit to bring. I'm a diver. My bag gets full quick. All right, y'all. Biggest of love coming from Phuket. Peace.